is when I come to that door at 10:48 and I look in the base medrash and the olam is knocking. I look in the base medrash, the olam is mamash, it's knocking. And I say to myself, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm going to walk in there. And the second I walk in there, they all stop learning. Right? I'm telling you, it's mamash the most difficult moments of my week. Right? And I'll explain why with this story. There was a yid named Ritvaz. Ritvaz was a great Jew. It's a great Jew. And Vaz had to leave Slutz. Can I tell you why he had to leave Slutz? Right? No, but I have to talk about Shkia today. The Rashi's come back. But before he comes back, they had to leave Slutsk. Had these thoughts because, but the one thing for sure, at the end, in the last minutes, you have to tell me, I have a story I have to tell you. It had nothing to do with anything except for this, maybe. At the end, last minute. Right? But the Ritvaz had to leave Slutsk. Ritvaz was the Rav of Slutsk, Rav Yaakov David. He was a great Jew. In Slutsk, he had to leave. Why did he have to leave? Because they made a Beis Din against him, because he was very strong. The Ritvaz was a very strong Jew. They made a Beis Din against him. Not against him, of course. You know, they opened up a different Beis Din. So Ritvaz came to shul that Shabbos, and he clapped on the bima. The Slutsk had, Rav Zalman was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rishol Meshachak, he was a great gadol also there, and he got up, he was the Rav, and he clapped on the bima, and he said, Heilike b'shefer, v'altekeven Rav Yaakov David, a tailor, if I would have been a tailor, they wouldn't have done this. Opened this Beis Medrash, this Beis Din against me. V'altekeven a shoemaker, they wouldn't have done this. If I would have been this, they wouldn't have done this. But because I learned your Halakha Torah, that's why they did this. So they should all die within the year. Yeah, you talk about socially awkward statements. They should all die within the year. It's like the place was like the you know, yeah, there are some things you say and there are some things you think, and then you know, not always the two go together. So Rav Zalman was very able to eat. He didn't know what to do. So he went over to Shalmeshik. He says, you have to say something. You have to say something. So he went over to him. It was a Pekin Kavanah Torah to open up a Beis Din when there was a Rav in the town. It was a Pekin, or to not ask the Rosh Yeshiva. They didn't ask Rav Zalman. They just opened up a Beis Din, you know. So Shalmeshik went over to him. He said to him, Rebbe Bentonah says, oh, you can't say it. It'll be a Chil Hashem. It'll be a Chil Hashem. So he got back up and he said, they're telling me that I can't say it. It'll be a Chil Hashem. They're telling me I can't say it. It'll be a Chil Hashem. So I'm Chayzer. So everyone's, you know, okay, right? So they should all die within the month. And all four of them died within the month. And the last one before he died came to the Ritvaz, and he said to the Ritvaz, he's begging him Mechila. He has a wife, he has children, he's begging him Mechila. So he said to him, Michael, I was Michael before I got up to speak. Michael, I was Michael. Pekiy and Kavanah Torah, no games. Okay? So he had to leave Slutsk. So he left Slutsk, and he went to Chicago. Yeah, interesting, from Slutsk to Chicago. Can you write a book, right? So he went to Chicago. Chicago wasn't kedai for him to come there, because there was Baz in Slutsk, it was not a shidduch. He had his shittas in Shchita, and Shchita was run by the mafia. I don't know what goes on today, and I don't want to get in trouble. So Fregnish, he had to run away. He wound up going to Tzvas, and he lived out the rest of his years in Tzvas. On the way out, he stopped off in New York. He stopped off in New York on the way out, and he spoke in the Pike Street Shul. I'm going to tell you what he said, and then we'll talk about what I wanted to talk about today. But he got to the Pike Street Shul. In those days, America was done. That's what I'm going to talk about also in a moment. Done. The end, right? Torah was gone. Mitzvahs were gone. But there were a few left. Shomer Shabbos and Shomer Kasher. This is before the war. This is before of Aaron. This is before of Moshe. This is before everything. And it was done. So he came there to the last remaining members of the Pike Street Shul, as we'll say, right? And he told them like this. And there's no politically correct over there. He got up and he told them, it says, Ki ner mitzvah v'toyrah or. It says ner mitzvah is like ner. Mitzvah is like that. And Torah is like or. Why is mitzvah like ner and Torah is like or? Why like this? Why like that? So he said, because a nair, and if you go outside, you can appreciate this more. If you take a candle and you put it in the wind, it's going to blow it out. That's what happens. And the candle has no chance in the wind. But if you take an oar, you take a torch, a flame, a fire, right? And you put it in the wind, so you know what's going to happen? It's just going to spread. It's not going to go out. It's going to get bigger and bigger. The more wind, the bigger and bigger the fire is going to get. He said, mitzvahs, if a person only has Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Kasher, right? V'cheina, v'cheina. He has like this, he has like that. He says, so then the ruach, the winds of the skala, which were in those times ripping through the world. So even though you, and this is what he said to them, are the ones that when you came over on the boat, you didn't take your tefillin and throw them over on the ocean. Right? You were the ones that didn't do that. So you kept at least this mitzvah and that mitzvah. He said, but the ruach of Haskalah will put out your fires. Masha enkein, if there are yeshivas, so if there's yeshivas, there'll be Torah. So then whatever will be the Haskalah, the winds that'll come of Haskalah, whatever it'll be, right? All it'll do to us is it'll make us explode fire and more and more and more. So Torah, without Torah, if all you have, then they'll be gone. And he was, Rabbi Yaakov David, no games. Rabbi Yaakov David said, over here, I see no flame. I only see little candles, and they'll all be put out. That's what Rabbi Yaakov David said, and of course he was right. And afterward, when Rav Aaron came, and when the great Gedolim came in America, and they made yeshivas, the fire and the Torah spread. That's what he said. And that's, first of all, why whenever I come to that door, I have, what do I come to talk about, right? I come to talk about mitzvahs. Right? Like an Uncle Moshe guy, right? I come to talk about mitzvahs, right? And when I come over here and I come to that door, I always say to myself, why do I have to be the one that comes in here and puts out, he walks in, it's like, oh, okay, everyone stop learning, right? And then he gets up and he starts talking about mitzvahs. My only nechama is that, it's true, I'm talking about mitzvahs, but you're being mekayim now, Torah Barabim, which in halacha has the highest level of Torah, right? So when we learn together in a base medrash and everyone's learning with chavrusa, that's a tremendous level of Torah, which gives me agmas nefesh to stop it, I must tell you, right? But when we learn together and we're all focused on the exact same topic, right? So then it's even a higher level in kedusha. That's nafkaminas lalacha. Nafkaminas not for now. Right? That's, I said mine. At the end, remind me, I'll tell you one last story, right? But I want to talk about what Rav Yaakov David was talking about, what the Ridbaz was talking about. He was talking about that they only had a few mitzvahs and they'll be put out by the candles. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha, he once said a very, very strong statement, which is very negaya, everyone in this room. And sometimes the speaker says, I'm talking to myself, I am. Sometimes he says it and he doesn't mean it. Sometimes he says it and he means it. Right? And sometimes he should be saying it. Right? But I'm saying it now and I mean it. But it's definitely to get everybody in this room, including myself. Right? Rabbi Yaakov said that there was a point in America, which the Ridbaz was talking about, that Klal Yisrael in America lost the Shabbos. Pshutai or Baruch Ber used to walk down the street, and if he would see a lock on a door that had a mezuzah, he would not kiss the mezuzah, he would kiss the lock on the door. Because that door was closed on Shabbos. If you'd see a lock on Shabbos, and there was a mezuzah, that door is closed on Shabbos, so he would kiss the door, the lock, and he wouldn't kiss the mezuzah. Right? He would say, that's guf kedusha, das is kodesh kedoshim. That's what Rabbi Baruch Ber used to say. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, there was a point in America where we lost the Shabbos. They lost Shabbos. It's something that we can't imagine, but it was gone. It was gone. Right? Gone. All these things, all these stories that we heard, right? Gone. There was nobody that kept Shabbos because it came to a point where it wasn't the Geya, right? So the few people, Rabbi Baruch Ber didn't walk around kissing locks on Shabbos. There were a few locks and Zoe. That was that. He said, but Rabbi Yankov said, but now we got it back, right? Rabbi Yankov said, when they came after the war, the Chassidim came from Poland and this one then from Hungary and Rav Aaron Beidish. So we got back Shabbos. The war is not Shabbos. That wasn't the war now. He said, but the one thing we lost was the Erev Shabbos Tikiyid. Erev Shabbos Tikiyid. The Shtetl Yid. Erev Shabbos Tikiyid. The Yid that, everything is already, the table is set, already Bachatzois. And he's already going to the mikveh. And he's waiting for the Shabbos to come in. And he's saying Shir Shirim. The shul is already dressed for Shabbos, right? Ruig, calm, geschmack. The famous Rambam. Rambam says it's based on the Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says that when you're running on Erev Shabbos and you hit somebody, there you are running down the street. Erev Shabbos, you knock over like four old ladies, right? So the Rambam says, the Gemara says, you're putter. That's the Gemara. So everybody thinks, what does it mean? It means that he's running on Erev Shabbos. We know that guy. Yeah, he's running on Erev Shabbos to Mincha. You know the guy with like the shirt sticking out and that, right? And he's like a piece of payah flying that way, and you don't even have payas, right? And that massive, right? So we think that guy, he's putter, right? He's knocking over women, children, right? Helpless cats and whatever. He's riding down the street. And we think he's putter. The Rambam doesn't say that. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam's not Nilchus Shabbos. The Rambam is in Hilchos Chayvul Mazik. I think it was in the 8th parak. The Rambam doesn't say that. You know what the Rambam says? The Rambam says, bring the Rambam, please. The Oisis HaMachkimus. Chayvul Mazik. Oisis HaMachkimus. You'll see the words of the Halakha Rambam. Right? That's in... yeah, Nezik. Halakha Rambam. Rambam says like this. The Rambam just moved. Hate when that happens. Yeah. The Rambam is in hiding. The Rambam is. If anyone wants to tell me where the Rambam is, right, it's. There she is, Rambam. Vav Tes. Sakdei like Rambam. That's what I said, Grada, but I didn't want to look like a Balgaiva. Rambam says, I'm not looking up to see who's the person laughing at me. V'imhaya Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashes. I knew it was Chachar. I knew it. Okay. V'imhaya Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashes. V'imhaya Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashes. He's running in the street. V'imhaya Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashes. The Mepharshim explain here, it doesn't mean Ben Ashmashes like at Ben Ashmashes. It means that he's running Ben the Shmashes like in the afternoon. And Potter. He's Potter. Mipneishu Ratz Pershus. Because he's running with Rishus. He's allowed to run now. Listen to the Rambam. Kidei Moiridik. It's not the way we say it. We would say, Kidei Shaloye late the Shabbos, right? We think Kayanim's reason may means that there's reason they run. They're always late to Minyan. They're running, right? No. It doesn't mean that. Kidei Shaloyti Kanesa Shabbos. So that Shabbos will come in. Vihu Einoi Poni. When Shabbos comes in, you have to be in ganzen ruhig, totally calm, totally ruhig, totally relaxed, right? Now, you have to run on Erev Shabbos so that when Shabbos comes in, you're totally calm. Not the other way around. You're allowed to run and knock over people because you're going to be late for Shabbos. No, you're allowed to run on Erev Shabbos so that when the Shabbos comes in, you're waiting for Shabbos. That's halacha, okay? And the Mela, that is something that we lost. Rabbi Yaakov said there used to be a shtetl yid. He was running on Erev Shabbos so that an hour before Shabbos comes in ganzen ruhig. That is the ikar kovet of Shabbos. Now, there are halachas. There are halachas that aren't so known. And the problem is because, why aren't they known? Because there's lots of different things that are so confusing. There are lots of different numbers and times and this and that. So it becomes confusing, right? In other words, chutz from this attitude of Erev Shabbos is focused on Shabbos. Focused on Shabbos. A house that the Erev Shabbos is focused on Shabbos is a Moiridika house. A house that the Erev Shabbos is not focused on Shabbos, so then Shabbos is annoying. That's how it goes, right? Shabbos is tired. Shabbos is, you know what goes on. Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? You know what goes on? I saw one guy just wake up now. Oh no. I speak between Mincha and Meir in the shul. I speak between Mincha and Meir in the shul. Last Friday night, there was somebody snoring. It was so loud, right? It was one guy next to him. He went, and the Israelis are much more geschmack than the Americans, right? American guy would be like this, like, yeah. I know, like, you know, like,
No, Maitka!
That was so geschmack. I know that had nothing to do with what we're talking about. It was so geschmack. I still see it. I see it. Fragnished. So anyways, but there's so many numbers that go around. There's so many numbers. Like there's Shkia, and there's Toys of Shabbos, and there's the number 18, right? Chai, and there's like, you know, there's like all these numbers that go around. And 7 is everything to do with Shabbos, because dog is gematria 7, and fish, and whatever, right? And Shabbos is 7th day of the week, right? So I just want to tell you what's going on here. Alach l'maisa, what I'm telling you now is the Chayodam says Mefurish, right? Mishabru says it in countless places, right? This is halacha. Nobody argues on this. They only argue on certain applications of this, right? We think, there are some people that think, right, Shkia is the cutoff, right? Shkia is the cutoff. That's what they think. They're not getting involved, right? The Maisa, even the Chassidim nowadays, I think it was in 1951, there was a convention where all the Rebbes were there. Satmar Rebbe was there. Klaizim, all the Rebbes were there. And it was called the Hisachtus. They made a Hisachtus, a gathering of all the Rebbes. And they were makabel on themselves that they will not do melacha after Shkia. They will not do melacha. Hagam, that in Europe, their Zaydas, and they held the Rabbeinu Tam stronger, and they held that they have another, more than 18 minutes they have, but they were makabel on themselves, that because now the world is becoming one big place, it wasn't like you have your shtetl, and you're on Haggis, and you're this, and that. So then there has to be something stationary and standard amongst everyone. And the Mela, no malacha, after Shkia, it has nothing to do with mincha. It's nothing to do with mincha. If a person davens mincha in Satmar, you can go till today and you get a mincha from Tuesday probably, right? But that has nothing to do with mincha. Mincha is something else. Mincha is something else. Mincha, there are shittas that hold you. Well, you're allowed to daven after. You're allowed to daven after. I'm not getting involved in that. That's a different shmuz. But when it comes to doing melacha, that was the skabel by all of the poiskim and all, even the chassidim, after Shkia, no more melacha. That's the... what's called Shkia today, I don't know what Shkia is, 451, 452. So people would think, okay, I think most people know Shkia is at least the cutoff point. And don't think, you know, Satmar Rebbe, one person once came to Satmar Rebbe, and he said to the Rebbe, he said, okay, say Shkia, right? Satmar Rebbe said, no, you're making a mistake. He said, until now, it was the Machlekes, the Gra, and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held you have until whatever, right, much later. And we held like that, and the Goyin held not like that. Right, and if somebody would paskin like the Grah, like, you know, let's say the Litvaks paskin like the Grah, and let's say one time one of these Litvaks went and did Malacha after Shkia. Seder, no, he comes to Shemaim, he says, I've ever been a Tam, I've ever been a Tam. No, I'm Seder, right? No, leave me alone, I've ever been a Tam. Not worse than all the other people. No, I have more time. Some Rebbe said, but now it's worse. Because now that all the Rabbanim got together and was makabal on themselves, right? So now that has a takon of G'doyle Hador. Takon of G'doyle Hador, and now you have nobody. Right? Now, when you go to Shemayim, Rabbeinu Tam will say, I'm not with them. Right? I'm not with them. I have nothing with them. So Shkia, I think most of us knew Shkia, cutoff point, 452. What is it? I don't know, 451, 453, 454? You'll hope so, right? 454, right? So most of us knew Shkia. No Shkia, right? I'm going to tell you Halacha. I'm going to tell you, I have Moira with this, right? I have Moira. On the one hand, give me that, young man. Let's see what's going on here. 361. Okay, sorry. Where are we? Parsha Shmais. 454. Okay. Okay. So most of us. Yeah, I got it on hold of that calendar. Okay, good. So I have my own calendar. Most of us, we think. So today, until 4:54, I'm clear sailings. And I think most of us know that if your mother is Makabel Shabbos, that doesn't bind you. You're allowed to still be darting with the rubber ducky in the shower, and that, right? That doesn't have anything to do, right? I think we mostly know this, right? I have my own, you know, ich bin mich, right? One day when my wife is Makabel Shabbos, that's my version of the Mishabrua, that if my wife is Makabel Shabbos, it's not Mechayiv me, right? My wife, every once in a while, she says to me, like you know, this is a big something in Klal Yisrael, and I'm being Makabel Shabbos earlier. I'm like, sure, no problem, from Tuesday, do what you want. no problem, you can do what you want, right? But that's, I think most people know, Shkia, Mishabrua, Chayadam, all the Paiskim say not like this, all the Paiskim. There is no one that argues on what I'm saying. They only maybe argue on the application. And I had Myra, if I would say, because I'm going to say today, a Makel Shita within this, and you should know, even on that I have Myra to say, but I'll still say it. There is a locha called Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is a Mishnah. Tosefes Shabbos is a Gemara. It's refers in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Aleph Siv Dal. Tosefes Shabbos means that there's a locha, most places can hold it's a deraisitic locha, that you have to have an addition of Shabbos. In other words, not, let's explain. Shabbos itself, you do malacha, skilo. It's a skilo. Ben Hashmashes, if you do malacha, we'll call from Shkia onward, in that twilight zone, that not clear as man, right? That 13 and a half minutes after 4:54, whatever it is, right? Until nacht, until night. If you do malacha then, so then you have to bring in Hashem Tali. Maybe you're over on Kares, Skila, maybe not, right? So comes along, the Gemara, and says there's something called Tosefeth Shabbos. Tosefeth Shabbos, adding Shabbos. Now, I ask you, but it's pashut like this, this is all the Pesukim can say, but I ask you, just you say it on your own, right? Could Tosefeth Shabbos be that during Ben HaShemashis I have to accept Tosefeth Shabbos? How could it be? Anyways, in Ben HaShemashis, I have to not be doing Malacha because it's a Suffolk Deraisa, which is a Suffolk Skila. So it can't be that addition, the Torah said you have to do an addition of Shabbos. Now, that can't be when? It can't be 8 o'clock at night, because at 8 o'clock at night, that's Shabbos. It can't be 4:55, it can't be 4:56, because there you have to listen to Shabbos, because Ashantali, because of Suffolk Skila. So it has to be, say, all of the Paiskim, everyone, that you have to do a Tosefes on the Shabbos more than that. Now, this does not mean, there are some Paiskim that are machmer on this, and I'm going to say the Mekel Shita today. It does not mean you have to say, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. And I'll even go so far as to say you shouldn't say it. I mean, I know I'm not saying the party line in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKadosh now, but I'll go so far as to say you shouldn't say it. You know why? Because if you're going to say it, if you say at 4:50, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, and you didn't daven Mincha yet, you can't daven Mincha. Because Yakut Yedaven Mincha, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's Shabbos. If you did daven Mincha, so then wonderful, say it. But what I'm talking about now, Tosefes Shabbos, doesn't mean saying anything. This is mefurish in all of the paiskim. You must add on something to that which you were not mechuyev to because of Shabbos. This is a mitzvah asay d'oraisa called Tosefes Shabbos, which means the smallest number, d'ashitas, the Chayadim says, it's 15 minutes. Chayadim shita is 15 minutes. That means you are not allowed to do, not that you have to say, but from 4:40, 4:39 and 12 seconds, right? From 4:39, you're not allowed to do malacha according to Chayadim. I'm going to be more. You don't have to do any Kabbalah according to the Chayadim. According to the Chayadim, that time is chal on its own. The Chayadim, you know what the words of Chayadim are? Chayadim says, Oysa is man chal mimela ki tosefes Shabbos alav chal mimela. It's chal on a mimela. Now, if you want, says the Chayadim, you can accept Shabbos an hour before. If you want, that's up to you. But if you don't want and you just want it to happen mimela lushin of the Chayadim and hey bays, he says, if you don't want and it happens on its own, then you have to 15 minutes before stop doing malacha or your mechalal tosefes Shabbos. Now, I will admit. Other Paiskim say no. Tosefes Shabbos doesn't mean 15 minutes. Where did Chayadim get his number from? It means some amount of time. I think they say from Rav Moshe, 2-3 minutes. I don't know the exact number, but let's say the smallest number is 2-3 minutes. Something that, why not 2-3 seconds? Obviously. Why 2-3 seconds? Because it has to be something nicker, they say from Rav Moshe. God doesn't have a tshuva, so I'm a little bit hearsay now. But it has to be something nicker. So if you tell somebody, you have to do a Tosefes. So that was our whole fight just now, right? He said 4:54. Right? So we all agree, 4:51, it's already going to be nicker, because we thought we had till 4:54. Now, listen closely, Abaisai, you're still allowed to daven mincha. You're still allowed to daven mincha. This is a separate halacha. If you say the words, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, you can't daven mincha now, right? But this is a separate halacha. This is something that I know is not so known. But again, that's why I'm being so emphatic. No one argues on what I'm saying. No one. Just one moment. The only thing they argue on is the application of it. Someone's going to come along and say 15 minutes. Someone's going to come along and say 2 minutes. Mishnah Berurah says it's a wonderful thing, 20 minutes. But there's no shaila that the rubber duckies, right, have to be ended by 2 minutes, 3 minutes before Shkia. Checkmate. Now, the truth is over here, it's not Negeya, because we are going to come into Shabbos Vehupani. He's waiting for the Shabbos. Right? But you might have to makarif people one day, right? You might have to give chizik to other people. Maybe next year the new bachur will come and they didn't know this yet and whatever, right? So you have to tell them, listen, you know, 4:54, right? At 4:50, so you can't tell them we'll take you and throw you off a cliff because it's not an Isser Skilo, right? That's okay. But you have to say, we'll just give you Makis Martis. Makis Martis. Makis Martis. Right? Let him put on a towel first. Yeah. For sake of society. What do you want to answer?
Could you or should you make a tonight? I'll be the Kabbal Shabbos, but still Dav Mincha?
I tell people it's not so pashut. Mishnah Berurah didn't give that Eitzah. I know there are those that give that Eitzah, right? So, for example, somebody had a Shiloh 2 weeks ago. You want to hear an interesting story? 2 weeks ago, someone came to my shul. He always davens Mincha Gedoyla. He always davens Mincha Gedoyla. Means he davens already at 12:30, whatever, 1 o'clock, always Mincha on Fridays, right? It's just not a good thing to do because then, you know, otherwise you're running into Shabbos. Okay, but that's what he does, right? Halavai by me, it doesn't work by my schedule. Okay, so Kitzer, he came to me I was davening mincha. He came to me during Chazaras Shabbos, and he said to me, and I'm sorry, I didn't finish. He's makabel Shabbos every week, an hour early. He says Shir Hashirim, right? Halavai my chelik should be like that. But he says Shir Hashirim. He learns a bit and he gets Kiddush Shabbos and he's Mayurdik. Everything's great. Okay. He says, this week he didn't daven early Shabbos, right? He didn't daven early Mincha. He didn't daven early Mincha. And he's, you know, when you're in your routine, he forgot. He has always daven Mincha at that point. So he basically forgot that he didn't daven Mincha and he did his normal routine. He came to Shul and he was Mekabel Shabbos an hour early. Then he realized in the middle while the other was saying Mincha, wait, I never daven Mincha, right? So he asked me what to do. He said the words, "Arayni mekabel Shabbos." That's it. You can't daven mincha. And the Maisa, if you look in the Mishaburah, that's taka what it says. Mishaburah says, if you said "Arayni mekabel Shabbos," it's game over. Mishaburah's in Siman Kuf Chas, Sif Katan Kuf Hey. Mishaburah's in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and Sif Katan Mem Gimel. Mishaburah's in a few places. Mishaburah says this, right? Sorry. So the question is, this called Tayus? This is called Tayus. Other Rebbe said, little one, right? He says, is this called Tayus? What do you think? Is it called Tayus? So I thought maybe you could say it's called Tayus. But it's a Tayus. He wouldn't have become a Shabbos if he wouldn't have a mistake. He wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos if he would have known that he didn't have a Mincha.
He does it every week. That's
right? So Shlomo Kluger, in one place, writes, he says, you know, the mile of accepting Shabbos early, not the 1 minute that I spoke about, the 2 minutes, but the mile of accepting Shabbos an hour early is so moiridic. You get so much. You get out of Gehenim. It brings desire. You get out of Gehenim from the time that you start being Mekabel Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So, you know, so if somebody's in Gehenim, so that, you know, they start knocking on the door at about plug. Okay, you come out. You come out. And it starts going, guys, what about me? No, not yet. Right? You come out. No, not yet. Right? You come out. Right? It's already after Shkia. I know, you said that. Nashkia. Tain, this time. Rabbeinu Tam. Where's Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is way up there. If you have trailers, go. So I'm saying, so the Chayra, I don't know if you can call this Tayus. Because Tayus means, like the case of the Gemara. The Gemara's case is that there was a Yom HaMa'un and there was a cloudy day. And he didn't know certain factual Mitziusim. He didn't know that it was really, he thought it was really night. Right, or coming night, right? And he realized it was day gummer, but there were clouds, right? Here, so I lost Mincha. You lost Mincha, but you're getting out of Gehenim early. So who says there's an umdana that you wouldn't have accepted? It's not such a... Umdana means it has to be pashit, there's no shayla in the world. Here, there's no shayla in the world. There are clouds, and it's day. Obviously, I wouldn't have accepted Shabbos if I would have known it's pashit in the middle of the day. Mashen came, if it's, you know, the truth is I lost Mincha, and I wouldn't have done it because I'd rather have Mincha. I hear... But you have the ability to daven two ma'arivs, because there's a concept of tashlumim, that's what Mishaburah says. And who says that the maila of accepting Shabbos doesn't outweigh the maila of mincha? Accepting Shabbos is a deraisa. Mincha might not be deraisa. So even if they'll say, yeah, but I'm telling you this is what I want, but it's not an umdana, so you can't say it's a tayis. You can't say it's a mistake. That's what Rosh Chaim Kluger says. So I told him what I heard once from Rav Yashiv. I'll admit, this is not like the Mishaburah, but I heard from Rav Yashiv that which you mekabel Shabbos, not the 2 minutes that I spoke about before, but if you accept on yourself Shabbos an hour early, whatever, 20 minutes early, whatever you're doing, that's like a neder. That is a din of a neder. And the Mishaburah doesn't say this, but Rav Yashiv told me that you could be shoyel on the neder. Okay? So there we were, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, the Beis Din, it was me, you know, maybe Mo, Larry, Curl, the whole chaver, right? We sat down, right? Nah, Shloshe Rai Boker, what am I? There's a Beis Din. We had Shloshe Rai Boker, the three of us sat down, and we told him, Mutalach, because he says, if I would have known, I wouldn't have. That's not me being pious. That's not a pious. That's, he's partially being shoyel on his neder. Shoyel on his neder, you can tell us, I have charata. Right? Not that it's this battle memela, not that it explodes on its own because of a mistake. But yet we were mevatel his nether. That's lemaisa. Come again? Yes, so lefi this now, he can go and he can have that last cigarette. Right? Lefi that, he can have that last cigarette. He can also daven mincha. I mean, I hope he does that. I saw something so interesting. Remind me, in the Mishnah Alachas in Menashe Klein, this is like a different world, Rabbi Isai. It's like a whole different world. In the Mishnah Alachas in Menashe Klein, he writes that if the man is Mekabel Shabbos, this is a big fight. I don't want to go into this right now, but Meshach doesn't agree with this statement. But he says, if you're Mekabel Shabbos, if the man is Mekabel Shabbos, so then the woman also, I said before, the woman's Mekabel Shabbos, so that's not Chal on the man, right? Right? If the man is Mekabel Shabbos, so he says it's Chal on the woman. You know where it's the Gaya? If you make early Shabbos and your wife is at home, right? So he says that Ramesha was a bit more make on this. Ramesha held that if you're Makabel Shabbos, she's not allowed to do things for you, but she's still allowed to do Malacha. That's it. So he says over there in the truth like this. He says, you know, this is a terrible thing. I just like the line. He says the men are Makabel Shabbos. I think it was in the 204th truth over there. He says, you know, when the men are Makabel Shabbos, it's a terrible thing. They're not doing their wives any toivas, because he holds that now she's Makabel Shabbos. So here he is, you know, he's coming home from the shul in the bungalow, and he was Makabel Shabbos and whatever. So he says, and then you walk into your house. This is the last, I couldn't make this up even if I tried. It's one of the, like, I have 10 greatest lines in Shuvah Svarim. This is number 6. It's at least number 6. He says, and there you are, you're just Makabel Shabbos. Again, according to her, Maisha, she can't do things for you, but she's allowed to do Malacha. But she can't do things for you. He holds, no, it's Shabbos, so then it's Shabbos in my house, and it's Shabbos on you also, because I'm the Baal HaBayis. I'm in charge. So he writes, there you are, you come into the house, you're already Shalom Aleichem, Aloche Asharis, and there she is on the phone smoking a cigarette. Best line ever. Best line. I, for the first 5 years of my marriage, tried to show this line to my wife. Why? What's the problem? Why? Right? Instead of making me a Metzora and putting me on the Ichleis, like on the balcony door, right? Why don't you just join in? No. That's a great line. Great line. Oh, great line. Great line. No? That's a great line. It just went up to number 5. That's a great line. That's a great line. But you have to end. I told you I'd give you a story. No, but that's a big insight. A bright side. They lost the Erev Shabbos to Kiyid. I spoke today about the mile of the Erev Shabbos to Kiyid. That's one thing. But then there's Halacha. 2 minutes before Shkia is checkmate. Right? 4:51 is checkmate. You can still daven mincha, because man, you didn't say the words. Areini Mekabel Shabbos. And if you say Areini Mekabel Shabbos, so then, you know, when it's going to be very hot, not for us, for the bad guys, right? We don't speak Lashon Hara. Our neighbors, they're geferlach. They talk terrible Lashon Hara. Right? But for those guys, right? So then they're going to want to get out of Gehenim earlier. And from when you're Mekabel Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, right? So that's when you get out of Gehenim. So it is Kedai. But I was talking today about the barest, most minimum. If you do 15 minutes, halavai. I was going to tell you, Murdi Gezach, I talked to you in the beginning about the Slutzke Rav, about the Ritbaz. That was Kovod HaTorah. You touch Kovod HaTorah, you're playing with the worst of fire. The worst fire, right? This week in the Parsha, there's a Gemara in Saita, I think Rashi brings, there's a Gemara in Saita that everybody here knows the Gemara, and it's an incredible Gemara. You didn't realize until you see what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying an incredible thing. The Gemara says that Amram made a cheshbon. He said, you know what? I'm going to bring children into this world. This Hitler Yimach Shemai is going to kill my children. I'm going to bring children into the world. And Omad Amram v'girish es ishtoi. Omad Amram got up and divorced his wife. Omad kol hador, the whole door. Everyone got up and divorced their wives. Then the Gemara says, comes along little Miriam, right? Little 2-year-old Miriam. She realizes, I'm not going to have any friends to play with, right? So she's pulling on her father's frock. Kol hador, right? She's pulling the frock door. She says, Tati, I'm not going to have any friends to play with. Your Xer is worse than Hitler. He was geyser only on the men. You're being geyser on the girls. I'm going to have no one to play with. Right? So maybe you should rethink it. That's already a Musar. Everybody say, don't think Amram made that cheshbin. Kod lador. You don't think he made that cheshbin? He was a Navi. You don't think he made that cheshbin? Obviously he made that cheshbin. And he said, yeah, so what? So I'm going to bring girls into this world that they should marry Arabs. Right? Why am I bringing them to... But he rethought it. I don't know what the cheshbin was. And you're right. So he remarried his wife. Omad Amram v'hichzer es ishtoi. Omad kol hador ahu. The entire door remarried their wife. At kind of Gemara. I think most people know this Gemara. It's like a shtickle famous, right? It's not such a... This is earth-shattering. Hichav kasha. What do you think? Amram got up. He divorced his wife. The whole entire door divorced their wife. Everyone divorced their wife. Abai said, do you think that for a second somebody was saying to himself, what is he, nuts? Is he crazy? Is he pushing crazy? He's going to be geyser. He's much worse than Paroi, they were thinking. This guy's nuts. He's going to divorce his wife, and now there won't be children. There won't be a Klai Yisrael. Is he Meshuggah? No. Everyone divorced their wife. And then when he went and remarried his wife, what do you think they said? What, is he crazy to bring children into this world? What, we're bringing in daughters that they could be parazinas? What, is he crazy? You know what you see over here? Everybody said, this is, you say this, right? This is what it means, emunas chachamim. This is what it means. Omad, Omram, the Gadol HaDor did something, right? In our door, what would happen next day in the blog? Every idiot, right? Every idiot. What's Amram thinking, right? Why is he divorcing his wife? Doesn't he know that the Mizbeach cries when you divorce your wife? Right? My rabbi, she says that No. Amram divorced his wife. The whole door divorced their wives. Moiridik, right? Amad Amram, and he remarried his wife. Moiridik. There were chuppas all over Goshen. Moiridik. Hey, what's going on here? Moiridik. I'll leave you one thought. I know what you're thinking. Oh no. Does that mean if Chalila Rabbi Kallis, so then we also, so I'll tell you, like, by me, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Because when I went to, my bubby's a Hungarian, my bubby, right before I went to the chuppah, he took me like this. You have to understand, the chuppah is ready. My mother was on one side, my father's on the other side, and Bobby reached in with Basia's arm over there. And, you know, there she is. I was thinking, the Bali Musar, they say that the arm grew because she did everything that she could, right? She did everything that she could. Because she did everything, so Hashem made an ace, right? I was thinking today, like, you know, like what happens if a person does, you know, let's see if the Bali Musar are right. There's a Miri over there, and it goes like this, right? And then the arm stretches. Tucker stretches. So, wow, this is amazing. Huh? The only problem is now, what does he do? It's like this. You know what I'm saying? The next morning, they wake him up. My bubby, right at the chuppah, she texts me. She says to me, right, the arm. She got the arm in there, right? Right in there. We have the picture there. She has the arm like this, right? The arm like this. The arm, mamish like that. And she says to me, Shragel Eretz Chaim. And so, by Inze, by us, right? Killer, maybe. Divorce, never. Never we get into a fight, I'm like, killer, maybe. That was never. Okay. That was a story. That was a story.